Hello, everyone. This is the In the Word podcast with Will and Marie, and I'm Will. I'll be joined by Marie momentarily. This is episode 275, and we're happy to be able to discuss with you an important topic, and that's talking to Jesus, praying, conversing, fellowship, just hanging out with the Lord. And we're going to do something a little different today. We're going to allow you to join this conversation between Marie and I already in progress as we discuss this topic. And we did it outside of our studio, so it'll sound a little bit different, but you'll be able to hear everything loud and clear. And I pray that you are blessed by these words and scriptures, primarily because faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God, according to Romans 10:17. So we just want you to enjoy the word. And let us know how you feel about talking to Jesus. You can write us at intheWordPodcast@gmail.com. That's intheWordPodcast@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you, and we'd love to start a dialogue with you. If you have any questions or comments, please send them to us. We thank you for joining, and here we go, talking to Jesus.
So if he has to, we have
right.
to. But that's kind of thing like that, because you hear, we'll read things in the Bible that says, you know, do this or that, and you'll never be this or that. You know what I mean? And
right.
But then you'll read in the scripture where it'll say something almost, you know.
Do you feel that we get somewhat mixed signals at times, or conflicting instructions? Like, we'll read something that says, you know, Psalm 69:3, I am exhausted for crying for help. My throat is parched, David wrote. My eyes are swollen with weeping, waiting for my God to help me. But then we'll read things like, you know, that the Lord will, you know, like it says in Luke 18, that the Lord will answer our prayers. He says, I tell you, he will grant justice to them quickly. That's Luke 18:8. So, I mean, which is it?
Both is probably going to happen.
Yeah.
It's
almost like God reserves the right to answer us, boom, Johnny on the spot, mm-hmm. or he reserves the right to answer us, you know, mm-hmm. 2 years from now, or 21 days from now, like in the case of Daniel 10.
Yeah.
And he doesn't have to justify his delay. He doesn't have to justify, making us wait. That's his prerogative.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm. We just have to learn how to believe that.
Yeah.
And, you know, if another trial or test come, it's okay, God. You just do your thing. Just give me, you know, what I need to make it through.
Maybe our perseverance, maybe the wait, the persistence, maybe that's just as much a part of the prayer mm-hmm. as the prayer itself. Maybe, you know, like in other words, we petition God for something. Mm-hmm. Maybe part of that petition includes
mm-hmm. that's what I was trying to say. Yeah.
It includes the persistence, it includes mm-hmm. the, you know, holding on and prevailing and persevering,
because he's taking us through,
right?
He's taking us through, so we have to learn how to rest in that and be joyful in that,
right?
You know, I mean, there are scriptures that talk about, you know, rejoicing in time of trouble, or, you know, this and that.
Right.
So, yeah. I just want to get there and just sing praises and sing, you know, till I get God to do what I want him to do.
Right.
Or use that to help me grow in that area. Think differently.
And you know what? Maybe we're supposed to never be done with our praying.
I think that's true.
You know that our prayer, that in between, you know, prayer shouldn't be passive.
Right.
According to, you know, Second Thessalonians 5:17, we pray without ceasing. So I think it's 5:17, pray without ceasing. So if our prayer is to be steadfast and continuous, ongoing, maybe we're never done praying.
Yeah.
So the answer isn't necessarily like, you know, if we're praying for something for 30 days and God answers our prayer on the 30th day, is he tardy? Probably not. No. So what, we started 30 days ago? Well, the prayer took 30 days for this particular prayer to get answered. Yeah. So you keep praying because obviously you haven't prayed long enough or used the right words, or the prayer is still be submitted.
Right. Yeah.
I like that idea. Colossians 4:2 here says, continue steadfastly in prayer, being watchful in it with thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Wow. So there's a certain attitude we need to have, too. We need to be thankful, grateful.
Grateful.
Not just praying and then got attitude because, God, what's up? Where are you? Why is this taking so long? Mm-hmm. Our demeanor, our spirit, I think, factors into the prayer.
I do, too. I believe it, too. We'll be better for it when we make it through.
Yeah.
I think so.
It'll certainly teach us patience.
Yeah.
I like that thing that the ladies, you guys, discussed. Who said, was it Sister Cynthia that said, waiting time is not wasting time, or...
I think it was
something
her.
Something to that. If it was really a nice catchphrase.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's something that suggested that in the meantime,
right.
You know,
yeah.
We're to, you know, the scripture that I like to use, occupy till I come, we're to stay active, you know. Waiting should not be passive.
Right.
Waiting should not be pouting,
right.
Or, you know.
Exactly.
You know, we should be actively thanking God, doing something constructive, working toward, you know, a positive outcome,
right.
And not just sitting around waiting for God to split the sky.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hmm.
You know, there's a book out there, How Long, O Lord? It's written based on Habakkuk 1:2. Because Habakkuk just cried out to the Lord, and boy, I think the Lord is always trying to teach us patience. He's always trying to teach us pacing, trusting. You know that. I mean, you know, with a God who has eternity on his side, so to speak, you know, what is he in a rush for?
Right.
What's 21 days?
Mm-hmm.
What's 21 years to God? To us, it's an eternity when we're going through something, you know. Daniel probably just felt like, oh my God, what is up, Lord?
Yeah.
You know, and maybe he didn't. We're agonizing over Daniel's situation. Maybe more than he is, although it says it here in Daniel 10:12, then he said, don't be afraid. I think this was the angel speaking to Daniel, you know, that, hey, don't worry. I came to, the message was sent the first day you asked.
Right.
But that's still a scary thought, like, okay, Lord, like right now, am I going through something because there's demonic interference going on somewhere that's blocking or thwarting or slowing down the response?
And God is already fighting that battle, you know, I mean.
Right. So why would we know anyway?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
If he is.
We have to know because his word tells us that he's.
That's the only way we would know.
Yeah.
That's the only way we would know that God would tell us.
Okay, God, you got it.
Yeah. We would only know if he told us, because otherwise, he said in Daniel 10:12, then he said unto me, O Daniel, fear not, for from the first day that thou didst set thine heart to understand and to chasten thyself before thy God, thy words were heard, and I am come for thy words. But the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 21 days, but lo, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me, and I remained there with the kings of Persia. Wow, there's a lot. That's a lot to unpack there. Maybe way above our pay grade.
Could be.
An angel, Michael, was sent, you know, was that necessary? Michael was sent.
Well, you think, could the first one have done the job?
Yeah. Why was that even necessary? This is God's message and God's messenger. Who is Satan to delay him, thwart him, slow him down even, much less stop him?
That's even for a reason.
So
that was our conversation on talking to Jesus and dealing with some of the delays and dealing with some of the hardships that we sometimes endure while we're waiting. But I'm convinced that no waiting is without a reason. It's not without a cause. God is always working. I don't believe that anything is done just to see us squirm or bring us unnecessary pain. God has a reason. God has a plan, and he has a purpose. And even waiting is a blessing to us, even though we may not be able to perceive that at the time. So we praise God for his goodness, and I pray that this was a blessing to you. And please join us next time on In the Word Podcast with Will and Marie. God bless you.